The Scorched Pen. It was a rare incident in war. In Piranshahr front line, one of the rifle pits had caught on fire. A group of fighters were trapped in there. Sayyid Ahmad Qasemzadeh did a heroic action and saved them. But he was trapped inside and most of his body was burnt. It was how he was martyred. Meanwhile, his mother suffered from heart issues. The doctor did not see it fit for her to receive the news. We were more worried about the burnt body rather than the news itself. It was most probable that her heart couldn't take seeing her son's scorched body. But we had to tell her anyway. So we were standing near the entrance of the martyr's home. We were planning on how to explain to her how her son was martyred step by step. In that odd moment, she opened the door and entered the room. She looked at us. "Don't worry, you don't need to tell me anything. I know Ahmad is martyred. I know when and how he is martyred," she said, and then cried out. "You do your job and don't worry about me," she said while she was going back in the house. It was as if a mountain was lifted off our shoulders. The martyr himself has lifted the burden, but still we were worried about Ahmad's scorched body. The day we took his mother to the Ascension of Martyrs, we insisted on not seeing the body, but she was determined to see him. We explained to her, it's better she kept her imagination of him. "Why are you so worried? I know his body is burnt, but I want to see him, that's all," she said when she found us insisting. We couldn't say anything further. She knew and she was quite determined to see. We remained silent. "I know all his body is burnt, his feet gone to ashes. It's not worse than this, is it?" She struck the final blow.